says Iranian authorities seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, intensifying tensions in the strategic waterway. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports one of the ships has been allowed to continue on its voyage.
One of the ships is British. The other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt called the seizure unacceptable.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained.
Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump expressed confidence an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship the previous day. However, as AP Sagar Magani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guard say the incident never happened.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Libya's National Oil Corporation confirmed Saturday that production of its 290,000 barrels per day in an oil field was currently offline. NOC said it was conducting a full-scale investigation into suspected closed valves in one particular region. This is VOA News. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave, and forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where